The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It is not you who chose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. So whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When we read today's beautiful readings, there is so much in that gospel reading of Jesus' command and call that we love one another. I suppose as I thought about it over the last few hours, I'm struck by the second half of the passage we read today, where it says, you did not choose me. No, I chose you. Perhaps when we get up in the morning, we might have a sense of the fact that we're going to make all the decisions of today. That we made all the decisions to set aside whatever we were doing at 8:15, to go and turn on the laptop, to power up our phone, to get our Android or tablet, to turn it on, to go to Holy Family's website, to follow the Mass this morning. That might give us a great sense of power and strength. Doesn't it turn everything on its head, that last lines of the gospel? You did not choose me. No, I chose you. Isn't it beautiful to think that perhaps it is God inspired you to go and get your phone or your laptop or your iPad or whatever device you use, to go to Holy Family, to click the live streaming button, that God chose you. Of all the people that perhaps live in your house, of all the people who live on your street, who are going about business as usual, God has chosen you. You were the person he wanted with him this morning. And he speaks to you in his scriptures and through the sacrament today and through spiritual communion. You did not choose me. You have already been chosen by God. He is by your side. And anything you ask in his name, he will give you. Today we're humbled by that reality. We did not maybe choose to follow the 8:15 Mass, but the Lord inspired us to join us today, to join him today at the altar of his word and of communion. So today we ask the Lord to help us to honor that promise that whatever we ask in his name will be granted. Perhaps we might ask that we could follow the commandment he gave us, that we could love one another as he has loved us.